The historic jail in Boonville, Missouri, was built to house those convicted of crimes in the county. However, it also housed others, not convicted of a crime, but held for another purpose. The story of the jail and its interesting past is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Melissa Strawn has her office in one of the oldest buildings in Boonville, Missouri, a structure built in 1848.
Constructed by using slave labor with stone blocks that were quarried for the Missouri River Bank. The blocks were 2.5 feet thick, and that time it cost $6,100 to construct.
She's describing the county jail, now a historic site in the city. While it did house those who ran afoul of the law, it had another purpose in its earliest days.
There was a place in the jail that they would hold the slaves for a day or two before they would take them to the courthouse steps to be sold. We have a poster that shows where 9 slaves were being sold on the courthouse steps. You know, they would list men, children, women. They would offer 12 months credit. It was kind of like purchasing an automobile, as you would today.
Besides holding slaves awaiting auction, it held the local prisoner population. The execution of justice was conducted by the county. In fact, it was the last to authorize capital punishment on the local level.
It actually housed the last county public hanging in 1930. John Marbury was the last person who was the ripe age of 19 when he was hung in that jail.
After that time, the state took over capital punishment of crimes instead of the counties. The place served its original purpose for well over a century.
It was used up until 1978. It was the longest continuously used county jail in Missouri.
But perhaps the most infamous person held in the jail never spent a night here. His identity and the reason he was set free is next time as we travel the countryside. In Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.